Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. ESPN kind of did a midseason report for each NFL team and had some questions. One of the questions that was answered about the Detroit Lions is the first half in two words. Okay, so the first half of the season, you get two words to describe it.
Yep.
What would be your two words to describe the first half of the Detroit Lions season?
Defensively offensive.
Defensively offensive. Okay.
They suck on defense. There's no way around it. Everything you look at towards the bottom of the league, bottom 10 in the league in this, bottom 7 in the league in this, second to worst in the league in this. They are defensively offensive.
I think it applies. Absolutely. My two words, tantalizingly average. You see stuff where you can get excited. Like it felt like they were maybe going to break out of the mold here in the first few weeks of the season. And they've got Kansas City on the ropes. They've got Green Bay on the ropes.
Yeah, your voice gets a little high talking about
it. Lions team. And yet, when it was all said and done, they're looking very average. So my two words are tantalizingly average. Kang, what are your two words to describe the Lions season so far?
Defense sucks. It's just simple, guys, right? I mean, you kind of said it in a different way, but defense sucks. Period.
Here is some of the tweets that we have gotten back from Robert Wedge on Twitter, Rush 3. From Chris, complete disaster. From Eric Basner, nothing changed. From Jim, defensive fail. From John, they stink. From Joseph Ferguson, total disappointment. From Tis the Svizzin, fire Patricia. From the Guru, let down. From L Wall, dumpster fire. From Bitter Quitter, standard Lions. From Rob, wasted Stafford. From Mark, he drops the S word and then says defense. From Midwest Truth, broken hope. From JT Olson, expectedly average. From Ian Gretsch, hot garbage. From Ran Balam, fooled again. John puts this in quotes, and it's funny. His two words to describe the Lions' first half of the season, in quotes, defensive guru. I almost feel like you should put a question mark in there, too.
I like it in the quotes.
From Chim Richels, very close. From Joe Sharkey, extremely disappointing. From MB Anxious, wasted season. What else do we got here? From Big Daddy, same old. From Zach, blue balled.
What?
That's what he wrote. From Gary, missed opportunities. From BT, coulda, shoulda. I like that. Tweet us the two words you would use to describe the Detroit Lions season thus far. You can call us as well, 248-539-9797, if you want to give us the reason why you choose the words that you have chosen. A lot of good ones here from Steve, wasted talent. From Zeke, status quo. From Gagoski, fire Pasqualoni. From Chomes, fantasy football. From Brett, not surprised. From Mike Hamill, unmitigated disaster. From John, excitingly average. From Forever TH, not promising. Is there anything promising at all?
About the team?
Yeah.
I think there are promising aspects on the offensive side of the ball. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The defensive side, no. No.
The only thing that's really working out defensively, Slay's having a really good year.
Yeah, because he's
kind of it.
But he's a really good player. I mean, yeah. I expect that out of him. I'm afraid that what's going to happen here in the second half of the season is all fool's gold based on who they play. It's fool's gold.
Yeah.
They'll show up and they got a bad offense with the Bears. They've played twice in the next few weeks here. And if the Bears don't, you know, move the ball down the field, look, the Lions give, I think, 420 yards a game, roughly. If the Bears end up with like 350 yards a game or 300 yards a game, it's going to make the defense look better. And the statistics will start to go in that favor. And we're going to think, oh, wait a minute, things have turned. And they haven't. It's just who they play.
Yeah, I mean, and yet there's stuff like, how the hell did they have Green Bay with 13 points at home with 9 minutes to go and getting off the field before the flag was thrown? Mm. How the hell did they do that? That's where I get into, I chose my words, tantalizingly average. The Lions defense did do that this year. Now, I always point out it can't be a bad day in the office. Every team, you only have 16 trips to the office that we see, and so you could have a bad day at the office. But and in retrospect, it's kind of incredible, really, that they only had, I mean, they had 13 points with 9 minutes to go and the Lions defense was off the field. It's just remarkable that that's the same group. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have the rest of the way, they have the Cowboys, the Packers, and the Vikings are all in the top, roughly the top, I guess it'd be top 11 in the NFL in yards per game. Mm-hmm. But they also have the games against two against the Bears. The Bears are third from the bottom in the league. They have the Redskins, who are fifth from the bottom in the league. The Broncos, who are like 10th from the bottom in the league. And Tampa, who is mediocre. Slightly, they're in the second half of the league, but I mean, it's like 18th or something. But that's what they have. So they got bad teams coming up. Three good teams and a bunch of bad teams in terms of moving the ball down the field.
Now, that's not to say that we, you know, wouldn't like to see them go out and be really good.
I want to see them win. I'd like to look. I my opinion on this team before the season was that they were an average team, 8-8, right?
Yep.
Kind of look at that's where I see it, and that's kind of where they're heading. Obviously, the tie throws things a little out of whack, but that's what they are. They're an average team, and so my expectation is that they will win games and probably win 7 or 8 games because of that tie. And that's going to be, you feel like there's not much growth, very incremental at best. And the way that the first half of the season went, because the defense was so bad, there's no growth defensively. It's a regression. Offensively, the passing game has been great, but the running game has regressed. So there's not a whole lot to be happy about at this point.
Two words to describe the Lions season thus far. We'll tell you what ESPN's two words were coming up today at 10:48. Here's more. My two words, whiskey double from Cougar, no discipline. My two words, go figure. It's from an unnamed texter. Another unnamed texter, poor Stafford. From Dan in Washington, give up. From Lennon, a truck, Sucktown. From Luke, astoundingly underwhelming. From Ray, wasted offense. From an unnamed texter, clinically depressing. Another unnamed texter, Kenny G. Another unnamed texter, money back. From Mark, severe depression. I like the creativity to make something fit in two words. Fire Quintricia. Yeah, from an unnamed texter.
There
you go. Yeah. From C Money, never blitz. And from Jim, Patricia sucks. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.